This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Paul Joseph Watson in for Alex Jones for this hour. Again, we got Bill Mitchell coming up in the next segment. But first, we're going to go to this video. This is President Barack Obama on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah last night talking about the information that was leaked or hacked from the DNC hack. Let's go to this video.
What's happened to our political system where some emails that were hacked and released ended up being the overwhelming story and the constant source of coverage? Breathless coverage that was depicted as somehow damning in all sorts of ways, when the truth of the matter was it was fairly routine stuff.
So there you have Obama admitting, counter to this narrative, that this was the dastardly undermining of the US election system, the very bedrock of democracy, that Russia was able to supposedly hack these emails from the DNC. Of course, we know from what Assange told us that Russia was not the source of the leak. The leak was an insider. Former Ambassador Craig Murray met the individual who provided us with that leak. He was not Russian. But you see, this is the problem that Obama has. He can't maintain two false narratives at once. So on the one hand, he has to lie and say that these emails contain no interesting information whatsoever. Of course they did, the Podesta ones even more so. But still, if he claims that, if he claims that there's nothing explosive, that there's nothing of interest in these DNC emails, it was, quote, fairly routine stuff, then how did that influence the election? This is the whole narrative, right? Russia hacked the emails, Russia influenced the election, this is a foreign power intervening in our affairs, this is terrible. But then Obama comes out and says, well, this was nothing. It was fairly routine stuff, not very interesting information. You can't have it both ways. But they're trying to keep so many plates spinning at once that, again, they can't maintain every single false narrative. Now, we had, as I mentioned when I was on the show with Alex earlier, an individual, college student, walk into Trump Tower. This is out of Zero Hedge. College student arrested after carrying weapons into Trump Tower. The 19-year-old college student was arrested after carrying a backpack full of weapons. You're talking about fireworks, a Swiss Army knife, flashlight, handcuffs. They even talked about a garrote used to strangle people that he was carrying around in this bag, trying to get into Trump Tower. When he was caught, he told the police that this was completely routine and that he'd walked into Trump Tower 10 or so prior times with these same weapons. He claims to be a fan of Donald Trump. Is that really believable, given what we've talked about, the mainstream media pushing this hysterical fake news narrative about Donald Trump being a danger to the world, while, of course, simultaneously having moral panic over the Pizzagate gunman who injured absolutely no one, but saying that that could happen again, that our, quote, fake news is going to radicalize violent people, while actual would-be assassins, in the case of Donald Trump, are acting upon the hysterical fake news propaganda that they've been fed by the mainstream media. Case in point, Michael Sanford, the British citizen who tried to assassinate Trump at a Trump rally in Las Vegas, I think it was back in July. You didn't really see much of that story in the mainstream media, did you? Well, no, because it was their fake news narrative that was to blame for that. You had the guy rushing the stage to try and physically assault Trump several months before that. We all remember that clip. Again, far from being castigated, imagine if the opposite had happened. Imagine if a Trump supporter had tried to physically attack Hillary Clinton on stage while she was giving a speech. Imagine the freak out. Yet this guy was lionized. He was given a platform by CNN and others. despite, again, being radicalized by their fake news narrative. Absolutely amazing as the threats to Trump continue. We'll be back with Bill Mitchell after the break. Don't go away.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We're live on the Alex Jones Show, and we're back with a guest who joined us before the election, and it's kind of a triumphant return because he came on, he said the polls were wrong. The polls that said Hillary Clinton was ahead by 5, 6, 7 points in all these different states. He was proven to be completely right. He is Bill Mitchell, host of Your Voice Radio, again, widely credited with being one of the top election influencers on Twitter. And the website is yourvoiceradio.com. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Hi, great to see you again. How are you?
Pretty good, and we're going to get into the serious stuff in a little bit, but I want to get your hot take on Kanye West visiting Trump Tower. This has thrown a lot of people for a loop. Do you think, there's actually any substance in this meeting? Is it just about him performing at the inauguration? Or could it be, as some people have suggested, a kind of 3D chess move from Trump to distract the media from their obsession with Russian hacking?
Well, I think that this is a sign or a side effect of Trump being really the first post-ideological president that I can remember having. I mean, most people go in with a preconceived notion that it's got to be, you know, this set of conservative ideals or this set of liberal ideals. Whereas Trump is what I call a resultist. He's focused on the end result. His mind lives in the future, and he puts the pieces together so they fit into that picture that he's got. And that's why sometimes these moves like Kanye West or something don't make sense to us linear thinkers, because in the moment it's like, what? You know, we don't get it. But it makes sense. Whatever Donald Trump has got in his mind, that Make America Great picture, somehow Kanye West fits into that. And I think that Kanye West just probably looks at Donald Trump and says, hey, here's a sharp, competent guy, made a lot of money. There's a lot of things about him that I admire. And I'm going to look past the fact that I'm not supposed to like Republicans and go in and have a sit down with this guy. So I think it's great. Trump has shown us that he's willing to sit down and talk with pretty much anybody. And I think that's great compared to Obama's response during the healthcare debate, where he told Republicans needed to get in the back of the bus, which was very unfortunate phrasing on his part. But yeah, I think this is a good sign.
Well, I mean, as the late, great Andrew Breitbart said, politics is downstream from culture. You know, a lot of people don't get their news from the nightly news. They don't get it from newspapers, thank God. They get it from celebrities. They get it from entertainment news. So, again, this can only be a positive step. Again, I think Trump is way ahead of any Republican president to be before him in reaching out to people like Kanye West. Of course, Twitter has reacted with complete revulsion. The left is openly using racial slurs once again against Kanye West because he met with Trump, proving once more that, you know, people of color who just even dare to express or even threaten to express a difference of opinion are immediately seized upon by the left, once again proving the left is completely intolerant.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, to the far left, progressivism is the truth. That is the ultimate truth. And facts really have no meaning. Facts are only true to the progressives if they support progressivism. If they don't, if they're just completely made up things out of thin air, but they support progressivism, then they become true. This is how these people can live with themselves. This is how they can constantly lie to us and go to sleep at night, go home to their families and not feel like bad people because they feel like they're serving the greater truth. And then when Kanye West goes from being a Democrat or a liberal or a progressive champion and all of a sudden opens his mind to Donald Trump, then Kanye West is no longer part of the greater progressive truth, and therefore he becomes a lie. So that's the way they look at things. It's they like to put people in baskets. You know, they talk about Republicans profiling. We're not the ones profiling. It's the Democrats. It's Hillary Clinton that talked about the basket of deplorables. They're always wanting to put people in groups. And, Donald Trump looks at people as individuals. He's like, you know what? I'm going to give you the best playing field, the best opportunity as an individual to prosper in this country. I'm not guaranteeing you're going to win, but I'm going to give you an opportunity to win if you're willing to try hard and do a good job. And so this is a whole new way of looking at things. And I think it's a Big Ten approach. And I think it's attracting a lot of people that aren't, you know, wedded to the whole progressive idea.
Exactly. It's about, you know, not preaching to the choir. There's been speculation of an informal outreach role for Kanye West. We'll see what happens with that. The media is freaking out about it, of course, as they do with absolutely everything that Trump says or does. Let's move on to Russia, though, because we played the clip before the break. Obama gave an interview with The Daily Show last night in which he said that the information revealed by the DNC leak was, quote, fairly routine stuff. He said it was not interesting. He said there was no, quote, explosive content in those emails. Yet we have the flip side of the narrative, which was that Russia supposedly hacking this information completely undermined and influenced the election. Well, you can't have it both ways, Obama. But, Bill, first your take on, you know, the regurgitation of this old Russian hacking smear and Obama's seeming flip-flop that the DNC leaks contained routine stuff anyway. So how could that have influenced the election?
Right. It's actually, you know, it's funny, but the media keeps referring to our fake news, you know, hashtag fake news. And I came up with a new hashtag on Twitter yesterday, baked news, baked, not fake. And this is what the media does, you know, they cook up these concoctions. And it's just, you know, you can just see these people around a table in a smoke-filled room smoking cigars. And it's like, hey, what if we try this? Well, how about this, you know? And, you know, this whole Russian thing didn't really become a story until it became clear the recounts were failing. You know, the recounts were a nothing burger. And then they came up with this. So it's just one thing after another. They try things and try things and try things, but they don't understand that Donald Trump is 10 steps ahead of them. You know, they're responding to what's happening right now. They're thinking in the moment. Donald Trump is way, way ahead. And so that's why none of this stuff works. As a matter of fact, it's almost like the political theory of relativity, that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And it seems like no matter what these people do to oppose Trump, it ends up benefiting him. For instance, the recounts. Okay, the recounts ended up benefiting Trump because it showed that there was no Russian hacking. You know, the media could have run with the Russian hacking thing of the vote in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania for Trump's entire term. But because they did the recount, they're like, no, there's no cheating. So validated his win in those blue wall states. So, I mean, this was meant to tear Trump down and ended up benefiting him. And this Russian thing does the same thing. And so what Democrats are really doing here is they're beclowning themselves by hooking onto whatever little butterfly flies by that looks like it might hurt Trump. And they're just making themselves look like fools for 2018 when they're at risk of losing a supermajority to the Republicans. So, you know, this Russian story is not going to go anywhere. It's not going to change any electors' minds. Like I said, it's just big news, and people are onto them now.
Well, I mean, everybody freaks out about it, and to some extent, I think we should freak out just to counter their narrative. I think that's what a lot of people did with the recount. They thought this could be swayed, this could be manipulated. Of course, it ended up with Trump was ahead by over 500 votes in Wisconsin after the recount. The one in Pennsylvania failed. The one in Michigan failed. So as he said, that failed. The death threats to electoral members failed. You know, the riots have failed. So this is just their latest play. I think it's of concern given that you've got people like, you know, Lindsey Graham, John McCain coming out now, spinning this narrative, which they're going to do over the next 7 days, of trying to pressure electoral members into changing their vote. We've got 10 of them, but only one Republican demanding to see intelligence on this. Of course, we know it doesn't exist. It's completely trumped up. The FBI says it's fuzzy and ambiguous. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence says it has a lack of evidence. So do you think this is going to be successful in changing any members of the Electoral College as we head towards this vote on December 19th?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'll tell you why. And this is, you know, over the last 100 years, you've only had singleton electors that changed their vote, and none of these had an effect on the outcome, and they were just protest votes. They did, you know, it was like, oh, I'm just one guy, I can make a protest here, it doesn't matter. But what people need to realize is that these people that are chosen as electors tend to be real political junkies. These are people very involved in politics at the state level. They want to have a future in politics, okay? And one of the most important things, if you want to have a future in politics, is your credibility, your trustworthiness. And if somebody becomes a faithless elector, they are basically flushing their political future down the drain. And for what? You know, it's not going to make a difference. So what's going to happen is when it becomes clear when we get to the electoral college vote that there aren't 38 electors that are going to flip, because there won't be. It's just impossible. There aren't going to be 38 electors. Nobody is going to flush their political career down the toilet to make a political statement, except for maybe this guy, you know, Supron in Texas, who seems like a plant anyway, because he's using a liberal think tank and a marketing firm to back him. So, I don't think this guy was ever really Republican in the first place. But yeah, I think this is going to go just like, remember at the convention, we heard a week before the convention, there were 28, 30, 40 delegates that were ready to flip on Trump, and it ended up being like two, you know. Because when it comes to, people can say they're going to do these things, but it really comes down to it, and there are really consequences. And people are really saying, yeah, if I do this, my career in politics is over because nobody will ever trust me again. Because, you know, most of these delegates, even if it's legal for them to flip in their state, they've signed pledges that they will vote for the Republican, for the winner, right? So, yeah, I mean, their credibility is gone. You might as well just, you know, erase their entire resumes and put big fat liar on there, you know. So it's I don't think there's any concern at all. I think this is once again much ado about nothing. It's a tale told by a fool, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. And I think that's what's going to turn out.
I agree. I mean, you've got Michael Moore going on, you know, nightly shows. again, trying to fan the flames of hysteria. I think that's what it is. They're trying to create this hysterical attitude amongst people that, you know, the Russian hack thing is devastating, it's going to undermine everything. They're trying to intimidate, force people into changing their votes. It hasn't worked with their other plays. It's not going to work again. We'll be back with Bill Mitchell on the Alex Jones Show live after the break. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Katie Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show Live. We're going to go back to Bill Mitchell of YourVoiceRadio.com here in a moment. First, I want to tell you about the Christmas specials at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, a massive raft of discounts right in time for Christmas. You still have time to get these as gifts. Again, InfoWarsLife.com. Living Defense, 30% off. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 50% off. That's half price for a limited time only. BrainForce Plus, 30% off. Again, that's what I take before I do the show. Has excellent effects in terms of enhancing cognitive ability. Now they've got the BrainForce Plus, 30% off. That's huge. Winter Sun Vitamin D. I need a bit of that right now. 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. And Bio True Selenium, 30% off. Free store-wide shipping. Free shipping on everything. If you order today, you get guaranteed delivery by Christmas. And more importantly, you support this network, which is under attack, under assault by the mainstream fake news media every single day, to the point where we can't even keep up with it anymore. Because we're winning and they're butthurt about it. That's why they're having to go on the offensive, refusing to actually have an ounce of self-awareness and think about why they lost the narrative, why their rhetoric doesn't resonate with the American people, and why ours does. We're under attack constantly. We need your support. Free store-wide shipping on all those massive Christmas super sale specials at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got a few minutes here before the break with Bill Mitchell. Bill, let's switch gears a little bit. We talked about hysteria on the left. Let's talk about a little bit of hysteria on the right, because there's been a lot of what I call flouncing on the right over Trump's, you know, rhetoric, his appointments. Right. We've had people who supported Trump for, you know, the best part of 18 months suddenly vowing to withdraw their support because they have a knee-jerk reaction to something they don't like. I mean, you've called a lot of these people out on Twitter. These people who supported Trump, who flip out at anything he does that they don't like and say, I refuse to support him anymore before he even gets in office, what would your message to those people?
Yeah, we elected, let me put it this way. We elected Donald Trump for his judgment and his instincts, okay? And if these appointments mean that he has bad judgment and bad instincts, that individual appointment will be the least of our problems, okay? We are Donald Trump has got bad judgment and bad instincts. We are completely and utterly screwed, okay? But he doesn't. He has great judgment. He has great instincts. So trust the fact that when he is considering these various people, he has more information than you do. You know, sometimes when people say no to something, actually, whenever somebody says no to something, there's one or two things happening. Either they really don't want to do it or they don't have enough information to say yes. And in these cases, Donald Trump has got more information about these people than you do. In addition, he is looking at each of these people in his cabinet not as an individual piece that has to stand on its own, but as part of a larger picture that will all work together. He's hiring very highly competent, sharp people that can hit the ground running and get, remember these words, get results. This is going to be a new type of Republican administration. This isn't going to be a stamp your feet, wave your arms, we'll get them next time administration. This is going to be your results now administration. And so he's hired people that have got a track record of results. And this is why, even when he was considering Mitt Romney as Secretary of State, I said on Twitter, I said, well, you know, if he picks Mitt Romney, I'll back the pick because I trust the man's judgment. But I don't think he will, because Mitt Romney does not have, at least over the last decade or so, a track record of winning. You know, this is not a guy that wins. And Trump wants people that have got a track record of winning and succeeding. And I think that that's one of the things that he's looking for in these cabinet picks. So he's got a broad spectrum of folks. I think this may be the wealthiest cabinet we've ever had in history. And these people are walking away from very, very lucrative jobs to serve America in these roles. So I'm excited about it. I mean, I think it's going to be wonderful. And this is why I recommend to folks, listen, if he makes a cabinet pick you don't like, just, you know, I mean, say, go out there and say, yeah, Mr. Trump, I don't like this kind of thing. Get on Twitter and say, I don't care for this personality. But don't get yourselves in the trap of doubting Trump himself, because what will happen is you'll find out that cabinet pick was great or they didn't make it at all, and you'll end up having to walk it back and looking like a fool. Okay, you want to be big on Twitter, be consistent. And if you're back and forth, one day you love him, the next day you hate him, one day you love him, people can stop listening to you, you know? So be consistent. And let's give this guy time. Give him 100 days. Let's see. Let's get back to his 100 days after he takes office and see how these picks work out. And I think it's going to blow people away. I don't want to give a soliloquy here, but let me throw one more thing in. One of the things.
Okay,
that
Bill,
is
let's go to the break. Just hold that thought. Let's hit the next break. We're going to talk about Mitt Romney. We're going to talk about the appointments so far, and we'll be back live on the Alex Jones Show with Bill Mitchell. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In for Alex Jones, we're talking to Bill Mitchell of YourVoiceRadio.com. Now, before the break, Bill, we were getting into this, again, this flouncing on the right. We saw it with Mitt Romney, even though he wasn't selected in the end, which, you know, proves that Trump listened to his base. But even the suggestion of it caused many people to just completely flip out, say they were abandoning the entire Trump train altogether before he even gets into office. Just finish the thought you were making before the break there.
Yeah, it's crazy because, and my response to these people, and some of these people were big name people. I don't mind going up against big name people if I, you know, disagree with them. And, you know, my response is, so what exactly are you going to do for the next 4 years? Just sit in the corner and, you know, cry and eat potato chips as while we make America great again? I mean, come on. You know, this presidency is bigger than just one cabinet position. You know, it's bigger than just one policy. This is an entire sea change in the way America does business. Don't miss out on this because you know, as you use the expression for, you got butthurt over one position you disagreed with. Because remember, we elected Donald Trump president. We didn't elect whoever is having this problem, you know, this pundit president. So it's not up to Donald Trump to do what they say. It's up to Donald Trump to use his judgment to do what he thinks he should do to lead this country. And fortunately, he surrounded himself by absolutely brilliant people. You know, Donald Trump has got so many good people around him, so many good operational people around him, that it will free him up to travel the globe, you know, selling the American brand, being the face of this new Make America Great Again message that we're putting out there. And I think that's what he wants to do. He's a marketing guy. He wants to brand. He wants to market. He wants to be out there. So he's got enough operational people around him where he doesn't have to get too tied up in the day-to-day minutiae of what's going on. He's got Pence. He's got all these other great people at very high level. So I'm excited about it. And, you know, I think this is buying him some insurance with the Electoral College because he's done such a competent job that even people that may have doubted him before were like, well, you know, he seems like he's doing okay. And also the carrier thing. To me, the carrier air conditioner thing was like when Ronald Reagan fired the air traffic controllers. You know, people forget, I was around back then, that when Ronald Reagan first took office, he wasn't doing very well at the beginning. You know, he was being treated kind of badly. And then, you know, he always just some movie star, you know, a B movie star, and now he's president. And then when the air traffic controllers went on strike, he went in there and said, oh, really, you're going on strike, you're fired. You know, and everybody's, and they were like, oh, no, we want to negotiate. Like, oh, no. You're fired. And all of a sudden, you know, he earned his you know, badassery credentials. He earned his tough guy credentials. And from then on, people always said, you know, if he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And I think Donald Trump earned a lot of goodwill with that carrier move, even though it was just 1,000 jobs. You know, it earned a lot of goodwill. So I think those things are going to protect him in the Electoral College because really it comes down to the will of the people. And I think the will of the people is behind him right now. One last thing. You know, investor confidence off the charts right now. They just had a new poll of small business confidence off the charts right now. I mean, people are excited about this presidency, and we're not going to have a couple turncoats out there turning this around. So I'm not worried about the electoral college at all.
No, and I mean, the point is he's not in office. He's laid out this 100-day contract with the American people. At least give him 100 days. I mean, throwing the baby out with the bathwater, I've seen it so many times, especially on Twitter. But I will get to this, and this, I think, is, you know, it's more of a legitimate criticism that's been leveled by some. Mitt Romney's out. Trump listened to his base. That's great. But now we have Rex Tillerson, ExxonMobil CEO. He's the Secretary of State. We got Steven Mnuchin, ex-Goldman Sachs. You know, this charge has been made. I want to get your response to it. How can Trump be draining the swamp while recruiting what many would consider establishment insiders like Tillerson and Mnuchin?
Well, you know, I compare it to, you know, ancient man had a problem with wolves. You know, wolves would attack and eat them. They'd attack and eat the sheep. And they could have just killed all the wolves. But, you know, and they killed some. But some, they turned into, you know, man's best friend. And this is what happens when you drain the swamp, too. Some of the alligators you got to kill, but some of them, you know, you can train to work for you. And I think that is one of the things that Donald Trump is doing is he's, you know, I think Abraham Lincoln said, do I not defeat my enemies when I make them my friends? And I think that's what he's doing is he's taking people that have got skills and he's showing them that his leadership is the way. This is one thing that a great negotiator does. A great negotiator shows their opponent that it is in their own best interest to follow their leadership. You know, this is much better because the alternative to what Trump is doing would be to have an insurgency with all these people attacking him and blocking his agenda. You know, if he feels like he can trust these people and they've got the right skill sets, then much better to have them on Trump's team with a changed attitude, a changed idea. You know, entire governments and countries have been formed just on an idea. America was formed on an idea. And if they believe in Donald Trump's idea for America, you can take somebody who was formerly an enemy and turn them into a great asset. And I think that's what he's doing. And the fact that these are big-time power players, awesome. You know, one of the best things about a power player is their Rolodex, the people they know. They have the contacts to get things done, to cut through the red tape. They've got the friendships, the relationships. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm very excited. And, you know, let's give them 100 days. Even if, you know, you don't like a particular pick, like I said, say something about it. Donald Trump, double blind test. You know, he puts ideas out there. He wants to hear back from people to, he wants to hear back from people to, see what they think. So that's good. But don't jump off the Trump train over, because you're just going to end up looking foolish, because you're going to get back on when you see all the good stuff happening. So just, try to remain, faithful, have some belief in the guy. You elected him. Remember why you elected him. And, just let's be unified. This is the one thing the media is trying to do, and the Democrats are trying to do, is break our unity. So if we can maintain our unity, we have really defeated their entire purpose. That's their last best chance, is to defeat us. They can't defeat us from the outside. They tried. They can only defeat us from the inside. So if we remain strong and united inside, even if you have a doubt here or there, you know, I mean, face it, after 8 years of getting 0% of what I want, I'm perfectly happy getting 80%. Of what I want from a president. If there's a few things that Trump does that I disagree with, whatever. I'm getting 80% of what I want, and I'm ecstatic.
Now, I want to move on to fake news, because, of course, we've had this stunning lack of self-awareness amongst the media. They were caught in bed with the Clinton campaign. They were caught in their complicity. They were caught pushing fake news, fake narratives the entire election cycle. You know, Hillary Clinton, 98% inevitable to become president. Their already crumbling trust that the American people had in them collapsed even further. Their first reaction was not self-analysis, was not to look in the mirror. It was to lash out at everybody else, accuse them of being fake news. Of course, there is actual fake news. There are websites that put out completely concocted headlines to make advertising dollars. That is separate from having a different opinion, from having dissident true news, like, you know, InfoWars, Breitbart, Zero Hedge, whoever you want to mention. Obviously, it was an attempt to censor us, right? This is their attempt to put teeth into what's going through Congress right now with the banning the Russian propaganda and what's happening in Silicon Valley with Facebook and Twitter now adopting this fake news list. The two that have been released so far, the first one was cooked up by a far-left feminist professor. That was adopted wholesale before we exposed it. The second list has been completely debunked as coming out of a neocon organization, again, completely shadowy. The Washington Post had to back away, said they couldn't vouch for the validity of it. Yeah, we've got Hillary Clinton coming out and saying, this is going to cause innocent people to be killed. Isn't that rich, Bill, given that she blamed innocent people being killed in Benghazi on a YouTube video, which was in and of itself the biggest act of fake news you could ever wish to imagine?
It's incredible. You know, it's amazing to sit here and watch the left self-immolate, you know, and basically pour the can of gas on their heads and light themselves on fire on a daily basis. Just, you know, just like, we almost don't even need to criticize them anymore. And, you know, Obama talked about shovel-ready jobs. Well, he finally came through with shovel-ready jobs, and that's the DNC, because they've got a big old shovel, and they are just digging and digging and digging. And they're trying to position themselves to win back Congress in 2018, but it's just going to have the opposite effect. They're making clowns of themselves. And this is, you know, the reason why Hillary Clinton lost is historically, yeah, there's a lot of reasons. Historically, it would have been almost impossible for her to basically earn a third term for Obama. Over the last six times that there's been an opportunity for that, it's only worked once, and that was with Reagan, and he was a very popular when he was reelected. So, you know, the fact that Obama was won reelection with fewer votes than he was originally elected, I mean, historically, it would have been almost impossible for Hillary to win this election. But, you know, it's just the problem they have is their entire philosophy, the progressive philosophy, is broken. They tried it. You know, Dr. Obama cured us of liberalism as a country by implementing it fully. You know, he really exposed it for what it was. And we were like, we don't like this. You know, it sounds great when you give great speeches, but when you do it, and it kind of is awful. And so they, you know, people want results. People want to be special. People, Americans want to think of themselves as a big deal. We want to think of ourselves as special. We want to think of ourselves as the lighthouse on the hill. We don't want to be average. We don't want to be bowing to other leaders of other countries, you know? And this is what Trump is tied into. They say that your personal happiness is a measure of what your life is like compared to what you expect it to be like. Well, Americans expect themselves to be special. And when we don't feel special, we're unhappy. You know, this is why 73% of Americans in a poll before the election were unhappy with the direction of the country, because America wasn't making them feel like they want to feel. And this is what's exciting about Trump, especially once we start to get some results, is that Trump is going to make us feel how, as Americans, we want to feel. And that's self-actualization. And when people achieve self-actualization and tie it to an individual, they defend them, because that individual sort of becomes them, becomes their voice. And that's what Trump said. I am your voice. So, yeah, this is a very powerful thing that the Democrats are up against. I don't know what they're going to do. Honestly, I think they're basically just done. You know,
I mean, do you think, of course, Trump had the temerity to say America first, and that he would put Americans' interests first. God forbid, that completely triggered the mainstream media and the left. But that's what I was thinking about. I mean, what is the left going to do? Are they going to have to come back with their next move and kind of rebrand themselves as a populist movement, this kind of Bernie Sanders brand? Is that even going to work? Do they have the setup to accomplish that? I mean, is that the only direction in which they can go now?
They have their only reaction will be to go further left. That's the only life raft they've got. And the problem is, they've got no bench now. You know, people don't talk much about the local government and state governments, but we control, I think, almost 75% of state legislatures now. That's the bench where you develop. That's the minor leagues where you develop your national leaders. Democrats don't have anything. They've got nobody. You know, the average age of the congressional leadership is in the mid-70s. They're literally dying out, and they have nobody to come in and replace them. No future stars. There is no, you know, Barack Obama Part 2 coming up in the party, and they're in trouble. I think the average age of Republican leadership in the House is like 45 or 50 years old. It's just crazy. So here's the ultimate irony, is that the Republican Party has become the party of youth. Who would have ever figured that, right? But it has, you know, and we're winning millennials over. I mean, I've got a millennial DJ from New Jersey that is one of my co-hosts on Thursday night. Great guy. I've had other guest hosts that are millennials. I mean, it's, people are tired of living in their parents' basement. You know, they're tired of getting out of college and not being able to pay their bills and their loans. People want to win. And it's just, you know, with Donald Trump, it's not just an idea. It's not just a philosophy, but they actually see an opportunity that, okay, maybe I can actually win here. And that starts to catch on. So I don't know what the Democrats are going to do. And, you know, one of the big pushes of Trump is going to be urban renewal. And I keep referring to that as the last blue wall. Okay, we broke down the blue wall in the Rust Belt, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Inner cities are the last blue wall. And if we can give those people real hope, I mean, hope that's based on action and change and a real sense of future and better education and a better place to live. Clearing, you know, I work with Bill Pulte, and he's clearing out neighborhoods. He's got the Blight Authority, which is going into neighborhoods and clearing. I think he cleared out like 10 or 20 blocks, city blocks in Detroit recently. You know, this is going to be their last stronghold, and we're going right for the heart of it. You know, and not by some political game or some speech, but by, you know, solving these people's problems. So I'm excited. And I feel sorry for those guys, for the Democrats.
No, exactly. I mean, it's about going into these communities and giving them some hope. I mean, what was Hillary offering them? The same old story, stuck in the ghetto, dependent on government. What kind of hope does that give to anybody? So, yeah. And you've got the other factor, which, of course, is, you know, Trump felt like a form of rebellion. Conservatism is now the new counterculture. When every facet of the establishment is lined up against something, then that something becomes the new counterculture. And that's why you said, you know, a lot of young people are coming on board now. The flip side is, we had a poll today. Only 13% of Democrats are enthusiastic about their party's future. So they're in big trouble. Final couple of minutes in this segment, though, I just wanted to get onto Twitter. We've seen a lot of pro-Trump accounts banned by Twitter recently. You've been criticized. I've been criticized by elements of the alt-right for suggesting that it's not exactly a smart idea to constantly be fighting with Twitter's policies. Just speak to that, because I know you've tweeted about it recently.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to Jack, the CEO, you know, and I said, you know, Jack, listen, I know your politics are different than mine, but I just want to say thanks for giving me this platform. I mean, you could have cut me off at any moment. I've been a big voice for Trump in this election. I think I've made a difference in this election. You could have cut me off any time, and you didn't. You know, you let me be on there. And I just appreciate it. You know, my philosophy is, you know, never complain about the cook's cooking when you're still eating, you know. And here's the thing, folks, you know, Twitter is free. You know, it's their house. They don't have to do anything for you. OK, it's not like they're controlled by the government. They have to offer you this and they have to offer you that. They make their own rules. So don't poke them in the eye. You know, if you want to go after the Democrats, go after the Democrats. If you want to go after Hillary, go after Hillary. But, you know, don't be slamming Twitter on Twitter. It's just stupid. I mean, come on. Use your noodle, right? If you want to complain about them on Facebook, don't complain on Twitter. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I think where it crosses the line is what we've seen in Europe, where Twitter and Facebook are teaming up with governments to then hunt down people and give them home visits from the police for making, you know, comments critical of migrant policy. So I think that's when it crosses the line, when they characterize legitimate dissent as hate speech and then work with the government to oppress people. But, you know, that's slightly different from Twitter's own internal policies. But we'll be back with the final segment with Bill Mitchell. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All the leaves are falling.
segment of the Alex Jones Show. Going to go back to Bill Mitchell here in a second, but just want to direct you to our Christmas Super Sale Specials at InfoWarsLife.com. We have Living Defense 30% off, Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver 50% off, and store-wide free shipping on everything. Brain Force Plus 30% off. Again, huge discounts at InfoWarsLife.com. Guaranteed delivery by Christmas if you order today. We also have Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, exciting new product at InfoWarsLife.com. Again, you should be using fluoride-free toothpaste anyway. I've been using it for well over a decade. Why not get it at InfoWarsLife.com? Again, has a special formula where it actually works, unlike a lot of fluoride-free toothpaste, which doesn't froth up properly. This one works, keeps your breath fresh. It's healthy, and it supports this network as we're constantly attacked by the mainstream media on a daily basis. Free store-wide shipping on everything right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Bill Mitchell, we have a couple of minutes left here. Final comments, and just tell people where they can find you on Twitter and how they can hear your show.
Sure. You can reach Your Voice Radio in a couple different places. You can find us on Spreaker, which is our audio feed, at www.spreaker, that's like speaker with an R after the P, spreaker.com, /user/Mitchell, VII. And we are on there. We have a one-hour show on there Sunday night through Thursday night. You can listen to us at 8 p.m. or anytime thereafter. And we do pre-tape at 6 and upload the show at 8. So even if you get in late, you can just jump on in there and start right at the beginning. You don't miss anything. So that's really good. We also have a YouTube version of our show, which if you just go to YouTube and search on Bill Mitchell, you can follow my channel. I'll come up as the number one under Bill Mitchell. And we've been on the air for about 6 months now and just surpassed a total of 1.2 million plays. So we're happy about that. You know, getting started as a podcast is a slog. It's hard. And we've just been very, very successful, and we really appreciate our listeners for that. You can also follow me on Twitter at Mitchell VII. I think I have about 165,000 followers now. In the 24 hours of the election night, my Twitter feed did 88 million hits and 400,000 retweets. So we got a lot going on in that Twitter feed. So definitely check that out. And also you can visit us at yourvoiceradio.com. So.
Okay, and again, follow Bill on Twitter because he's an absolute powerhouse. He's on top of all the breaking news, an excellent follow on Twitter. And that's why he's been named over and over again as one of the top election influencers. It's yourvoiceradio.com. Bill, thanks for joining us today.
I tell you, man, I love being on your show. It's always fascinating, so thank you.
All right, good to have you. We'll have you back in the near future. There goes Bill Mitchell again, yourvoiceradio.com. Final minute here of the Alex Jones Show. Let's hit a couple of news headlines. Merkel's party says Putin would like to see her fall in 2017. Well, what do you know? Now Angela Merkel is blaming Vladimir Putin for her cratering popularity numbers. Of course, it has nothing whatsoever to do with the fact that she's brought in over a million Muslim migrants over the past year, that her policies are completely failing, that Germans are afraid to go out in the streets, that they have terrorists being caught every week now in major German cities. Now, nothing to do with that. That's not why Angela Merkel's popularity is plummeting. It's because of Vladimir Putin. Again, they haven't even had the election. The election's not for 3 months, and they're already getting in their excuses ahead of time with Angela Merkel now blaming Vladimir Putin. We've got other stories. The FBI says the CIA's Russian hacking assessment is basically fluff. We have another intel agency saying the same thing. These twin narratives of fake news and Russian hacking are collapsing within 48, 72 hours of the mainstream media putting them out. We are winning. They will be defeated. Stay tuned for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.